Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is back with us today. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about brain health, and we've been talking about how important it is to eat properly. And I want to share with you that healthy eating is more than just the foods you choose. It also is habits that you have. And so a very simple way of looking at a healthy plate is to divide that plate into four, and two quarters should be fruit and vegetables. One quarter should be healthy proteins, and one quarter should be healthy grains. And that generally will give you a balanced diet according to Canada's Food Guide. But Canada's Food Guide also talks about our habits. And one of the things that we need to pay attention to is being mindful of our eating habits. Are we eating in front of a TV? Are we eating standing up in front of the fridge? Are we finishing leftovers on someone else's plate? We really want to pay attention to what we're doing and how we're doing it. Canada advises us to cook more often, to stay home, to sit and enjoy your food with others, not to eat meals by yourself, but actually to have social engagement when you're having a meal. It's important to use food labels and look at what you're getting, how much salt is in something, how much sugar is in something. We really want to limit highly processed foods. And what we need to understand is that marketing can influence our food choices. And so we really want to go with food that is as simple as possible, simple meaning unprocessed. So, for example, fresh vegetables are better than frozen vegetables, but frozen vegetables are better than canned vegetables. So what we want to do is choose everything as naturally as it comes. I think there's a lot of barriers that we have when we're trying to change our eating habits. And what I would suggest for everyone is really changing one habit at a time, but being consistent, getting confident about making that change so that you're able to stick with it. And what we understand is that it's very easy to slip into old patterns. And, you know, my daughter is a dietitian, and she counsels that you don't have to be perfect 100% of the time. But if you work hard at healthy choices 80% of the time, it gives you a little bit of leeway in that other 20%. The problem is, for most of us, we don't know which is the 80 and which is the 20. So yes, enjoy something at somebody's wedding, but then go back to healthy choices the next day. And that will help you maintain good habits, good standards, and healthy eating overall.
Anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health and make good decisions, it'll be helpful to have The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it at your local bookstore, look for it on Amazon, or log on to drvivianbrown.com, or you're welcome to call me for a special occasion signed book, and you just have to call 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I'm going to try and listen to you and be good 80% of the time while I'm eating.
None of us are perfect.
We can try, and with your advice, we at least have a guidepost. Thank you, and we'll speak again next week.